To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hello, welcome to episode 2B of the Mouse Matters and More podcast. On this little mini-cast, we're going to talk about Nathan and I, our experience in doing the exotic driving experience at Walt Disney World that occurred back on our trip back in June 2012. So we're just going to kind of talk about that and what our experience was, about to talk about the cars that we drove, and just kind of overall our experience that we had during this great thrill ride. So, Nathan, you want to talk about kind of how it came along?
Sure. So, if you notice, the wives aren't here because I think we were both upset with them making us eat crabs on the last episode. But thanks to them for our Father's Day gift and birthday gift. I think my birthday gift, I don't get a birthday gift until like 2016. Because of it? Is that the same way?
Yeah, I think so. So this kind of involved, long time out, any holidays and Father's Day, birthdays, maybe Christmas gifts.
I'm not going to get anything for a long, long time.
Yeah, but we really appreciate our great wives supporting us in this endeavor and allowing us to do that. So.
Well, they're not in here, so you don't have to really say that if you don't want to.
Okay. But I'm sure they'll listen to the podcast at some point. So.
Oh, okay.
Becky and Kristen, we thank you so much.
Yeah. So the new thing about it is there's always been the NASCAR Richard Petty driving experience.
Yes.
That's been out there on the track. So you go over around the oval in that kind of car. But I was never really interested in it because it's not that I don't like NASCAR. It's just I never really wanted to drive that. I mean, my dream had always been to drive an exotic car. So when this came up, I was like, this is perfect. So,
right. Like I said, you're a car buff, so I mean, I like cars. I'm not as into it as you are, but
yeah, I love them.
Yeah,
this is like a bucket list thing to drive a Ferrari for me. So, right. As soon as I knew that they had a Ferrari there, it was just a matter of time before I had to drive that car. So,
and I didn't want to feel left out, so I was like, you know, sure, that'd be cool. I'll go do that with you because none of the wives, I don't think the wives would want to do that. So,
yeah, but that would have been great if they would have tagged along.
I mean, they were there in support and watched us and took video and pictures and all that stuff. So, so they were there in support, but,
I actually saw a couple of women out driving.
Oh, yes.
Cars,
yeah. There was some actually out there. So
don't feel intimidated if you're a woman and wanting to drive a car, cause we saw a few of them out there and they were burning up the road too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So they offer like the Ferrari, the 458 Italia out there. Right.
And right. Then, I think they had two colors, a red and a black. They do occasionally go down for maintenance. And when with the day we were there, the black one was in the garage for maintenance.
Yeah, it was down, right?
Yeah. So, you think of Ferrari, think of a red. But
yeah.
So we were having that debate. What, we'll get there, didn't know exactly how it was going to work if you got to choose the color you were going to drive. But in this case, when we went, they took that option out for us. So red Ferrari was, which was the car that we wound up, we were driving. So, but they took that option out. So the black one was out back being worked on in the shop. So,
yeah. But they had like two Lamborghinis out there, like a Superleggera and then the regular Gallardo, right? And then had
a Porsche 997.
Yeah, and then the Audi, right?
Audi R8.
Yeah. And so when we get there, I think it was just kind of to drum you up a little bit, right? Because there was like a Lamborghini and an Audi that were just tearing up the track
right
when we got there.
But there may have been, they have classes. Basically, what happens is you go in and you see a little video and you have one of the cast members kind of talk to you about your experience, what you're going to have. But they did kind of a classroom format.
Yeah, they did.
And it was about 10 or 12 people that actually were driving. But your family and friends can come in and sit and watch. It's like a short 10-minute film. And they can come in and sit with you. And you can bring your kids in. They can watch it with you. So it is, still family friendly. So if they want to come and tag along, then, that's great.
It was like a grandstand area, weren't they? Like they would sit down. And there was like a person that was like a cast member was out there in the grandstand, too. Did they, announce the people?
I think they were, announcing because you know, it's across from, you go into the building, it's basically to the shop, and they have a little their classroom. And you go out the back where you get into the cars, but, you know, back across the parking lot is where they have the grandstand that you can stand and watch. You can, you know, take your own pictures and videos. Mm-hmm. And, like, yes, they did. So that's how you knew who the person was, you know, going around the track, because you have multiple cars on the track. And, you know, you go around, do your laps, and then pull in for the next person. So that they would tell who was actually out on the track. Because I know when we, in our class, there was three of us that drove the Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Had some another guy drove first, you drove second, and I drove last. So,
yeah.
And, you know, you could go and watch other people drive as, if you know, if you wanted to run across the parking lot. And I said, you know, about five or six, come back over, they'll get your helmet on and get ready to get in the car once it pulls back in.
Yeah, and it's a little bit, it's actually a little tricky to get in there, too. Because if you're coming into the Magic Kingdom main gate, right?
Right.
You go and you, the racetrack, I never knew that there was a racetrack there mm-hmm. until I heard the NASCARs at one time, and then they gave me directions. But it's a little tricky getting in because there's like that big circle and go to, like, the resorts. You can go straight and go to the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Or you kind of veer to the left.
Yeah, basically just basically going out the exit of the Magic Kingdom. And finally you've come to a sign, and you go, well, go to the exotic driving experience, and basically goes leads into a tunnel that you can go under the track.
It's a tiny little entrance, though. I mean, it's you could miss it if you weren't looking for it. So be careful if you ever go there. It's to the left, and it's almost on, right on the back side of the thing to where you get in, right? And then you sign right. in.
Yeah, you got to stop there and check in with the security, and you sign some waivers. And even in our experience, you know, we had the wives and our daughters had to, you know, put their name on a form just to, you know, for security purposes and things of that nature. Kind of, I guess, a waiver, even though, you know, they weren't driving, but they were, you know, on the premises, so... just a little one lane of the road that goes, the tunnel goes under the track and pops you up on the, in the middle portion of it. So.
Yeah. And speaking of waivers, there was a, expect to sign a whole bunch of stuff.
And there was like two or three pages of nothing but waivers, and that's, you know, probably 8 to 10 or more places where you had to initial each on each page. So
yeah. I guess it's just for your safety and their safety too.
Yeah, it's for liability and stuff. Yeah. And one thing I recommend, you know, if, and I think you can buy extra insurance. I think it was somewhere around $30 in case, you know, something happens and you was to have a wreck. That way Disney could not come back and try to sue you or your family for, you know, for destroying a car.
Yeah, because so, it's like $99,000 for the Porsche up to $295,000 for the Ferrari. So.
Right.
You don't want to be having your insurance try to cover that, right?
Yeah. No, that could turn a vacation, a great vacation, really bad.
Yeah,
you know.
Really quick.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know, A, if you got hurt, then B, if you've totaled one of these a Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche, and Audi, you know, trying to get back to that. So
yeah, absolutely.
So I do recommend paying the extra, you know, $30 on top of the cost, and we'll get to the cost later on.
Yeah, and we had to get there, well, like a half hour early.
Yeah, to sign in. So you just go in and sign in. I think you still sign up another page or two of mm-hmm. Waivers or just basically acknowledging that you're there. And they give you a 4 gig.
It's like a stick. Little memory stick.
Yeah, right? A little memory stick. So because they record your ride while you're basically, you get two views, one from basically the front of the car and the camera that's inside the car. So they were. Record that on every trip.
Yeah.
They did, however, make a disclaimer that, you know, it doesn't always work. So, you know, but we had no problems on ours. It worked fine.
I think the little GPS, like, I guess we'll get to that later, but they have extra features in the video that you get. So you can download software and you can see, like, more metrics and specifics and specifications, like, how much gas you're using, how many RPMs you're at, what speed you're at, the G's that you're doing, all that stuff. And I think my lap was messed up. So it was supposed to do like, we got 10 laps, right?
Yeah, 8 or 9, or I think 9 laps or so. Yeah. But yeah, 9 laps, it always said lap 1, but you know, it recorded everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, sure.
So, but you know,
So we go in there and sign, and then we actually came back out to the grandstand to sit until they called you.
Right.
And then when they call you, they take you back into kind of like a training room with a TV, and then you have a cast member in there that helps you out, right?
Right. Kind of explains, you know, what, you know, CME is actually going to be driving. Kind of explains a little bit what you're going to do. Like I said, shows you about a 10-minute film. I think this is some footage of actually the Ferrari plant over in Italy.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, talk about the supercars. Then toward the end, you're going to kind of go around with a lap with Christian Fittipaldi. So you can get to, you know, professional race car driver. So, yeah, that was, you know, kind of cool. And but, you know, they were, you know, answer any question that you may, you know, may have. You know, because, you know, I guess us, we were kind of excited and kind of, you know, a little nervous. A little bit, you know, driving one of these supercars and, you know, or getting, you know, getting ready to. So that's something that, you know, I hadn't, you know, never had any experience of doing. So
I think all in all, in the video portion, though, they kind of made you feel a little, I felt comfortable. They told you how to drive it. They told you if you were using the flappy pedal gearbox, how to do that, what gears you need to change in, the braking and the acceleration too. Because the one thing that they don't want you to do is get out there and just try to floorboard the car, right?
Right.
Or brake too late. Because there was like a horror story, right? Can you remember that one where the guy was Thomas? The guy that was in the Ferrari, one of the instructors, had a guy in there that didn't brake. So you go on this half oval loop and you get down to the end of it and then you have to brake really hard. They want you to feel the performance, not only of the acceleration of the car,
right, but the braking as well.
The braking and the turning and all that stuff. And so apparently one of the guys was on there, didn't brake because he just went straight.
Oh, okay.
And they have an acceleration module, right?
Yeah, the power controls the horsepower of the vehicle. So they dial you down to decrease the horsepower as you're getting out onto the track, because you're on the track and actually stop and wait. And then also on the last lap, when you come back in, so they dial the power down.
Yeah, I kind of jumped the gun on that one. But apparently the guy didn't listen to the video, didn't listen to instructor in the car, and just went. And the guy was, like, extremely scared.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's in, like, a $300,000 car heading for the wall. So I think they dialed him down quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then I guess I politely asked him to get out of the car. Yeah. So after that, they take you out to another holding area outside of that training room.
Right. The door leads directly out to the, I guess you would call the pits, the pit area.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got the black and white checkered things on the floor and, you know, more seating area. But, you know, all this, your family can still go, you know, to this point, your family can still go with you. You can go out and take pictures. And what they did at this point, for souvenirs, you could go across the wall and you'll stand beside the car that you're going to drive. So Disney would take pictures, but they also allowed you, you know, personal you know, pictures as well. So, you know, if you want to have a family member come across the wall with you and take a picture or, you know, quick video, they allow that as well. But basically took two pictures. One was standing beside the car, and then actually one where you actually got in the seat and left the door open, and they, you know, took a picture, you know, you're kind of holding the steering wheel looking out to the side.
Yeah, so. And the funny story on that was the guy that told me, did you hear it? The guy told me that they take the picture before you drive it because they know after you drive it, you're not in any shape to take any kind of pictures whatsoever.
And I think I can attest that point, and we'll probably get to that at some point in this minicast.
Yeah. So after you get back over the wall, then you start to get in a queue. They tell you who's the next one up, and then
right. They
fit you for helmets. Or the person that's going to go on, they fit you for a helmet,
mm-hmm. Take
you over the wall, and then you get into the car and you start going.
Right. Like I said, in an hour, there was about 10 or 12 people in our class. We were all driving different cars. There was three of us that was going to drive the Ferrari, and I gave you, you know, kind of a listing. And, you know, so the other guy he went first,
mm-hmm. Go
out and did the laps, come back in. And then they call your name and say, Nathan, you're next. And you go get your helmet, and you're standing there waiting. You know, when the car comes down there, you got your helmet on, and it's like, okay, it's showtime.
Yeah, yeah. So you get into the car, and then you always have an instructor with you. I guess they're kind of certified, and I think they're maybe even race car drivers. I'm not quite sure, but I know they have a ton of experience. They help you out. Once you get into the car, they make sure that your seat's adjusted properly. It's a little bit of a tight squeeze getting in with a helmet on.
Yeah, some of those cars, and I know there's one guy in our group, he was driving another car, and he, just wouldn't, with his helmet, he wouldn't fit, so they had to put him in another car. So
he was in the Lamborghini, right?
He was going to be driving the Lamborghini, and I don't think he would fit. Because we've heard it, these are supercars, but there may not be a lot of room, headroom if you're, if you're just driving personally without a helmet, you probably would fit. But yeah. You got to take it into account. You have to wear a helmet. That's mandatory. So that adds, takes away some headspace in the room. So apparently he was, a little bit too tall, and so they pulled him out and put him in a different car. I think they put him in the Audi.
Yeah, they put him in the Audi.
So yeah. I don't know if they, there is a little price difference. So I don't know if they compensated him, back for that or not. They probably did.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But being in mind, and they're, like I said, if you're a really super tall, person, you may want to, check and inquire about that when you call to schedule, your experience with him.
Yeah. Well, you're over 6 feet tall.
I'm about 6'1". So, we drove the Ferrari, so you put in, the helmet on, yeah, I wasn't cramped or anything like that. So
no, I wasn't either. And I'm about your height.
Yeah,
and so we fit in there pretty well.
Right.
So once they close the door, then they show you the. Oh, another thing we didn't mention is you can't opt out of doing the flappy paddle gearbox.
Yeah, the paddle shifters, and that was particularly a question that I had because I've never in my life drove a standard or a stick shift. So, I've always driven an automatic car. So that's kind of one of the questions that I had, using the paddle shifters. And like I said, you do have the option to switch to automatic. They said just, let them know if you're not comfortable with it, they can just push the button. But I wanted to try to get the full experience of, mm-hmm. Shifting the gears and stuff. And with the instruction you get from the video, the first 10 minutes, plus, the cast member was talking about it too, how you can do paddle shifting. So, good thing with the paddle shifters, you don't have, there's no clutch, and you can do it while braking or accelerating. So, I wanted to try that, and I had no problem at all. So, having absolute zero experience doing that, I felt real comfortable, and, we're doing the podcast, so I didn't wreck, so I'm still alive. So,
no injuries, or broken bones.
Exactly, no injuries or broken bones, or in the car was still intact. So,
yeah,
I've not heard anything from Disney wanting their, having any questions. So I don't think I tore it up. So
yeah,
but
they actually encouraged it. They encouraged it to do that.
Yeah, they did. They said, it's so easy. Try it, and if you don't like it, you can always switch. So basically, just reach down, push a button, and it's in automatic mode.
But I think that it's definitely worth it, just because you can. You can hear the engine.
Yeah, you can hear the,
and then you can switch it, and then you're switching back down. I mean, you're more involved in driving the car than I think that you normally would be in an automatic.
So, right.
Yeah.
And one thing was neat, kind of when I got in. In the video, they say they kind of go through the gears. You basically you go through the infield in second gear. You go around the track here, and the video says up to five. And we get in. I get in, and it starts. Kind of going over the gear things and what gear you want to be and what portion of the track, and then so down on the track you can hit six gear.
Yeah,
and I was like, whoa, wait a minute, you only went through five five in the video. What's six gear? So, that's super fast. So that's really cool. But they're very helpful. The instructors are great, and they guide you through and all the portions of the track which gear you should be. In and they'll tell you to go faster if you need to go faster, or if you're if you needed to maintain speed, if you're going a little too fast, slow down or to maintain your speed here, and what areas to do that. So they're very, very, very knowledgeable and really tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, I think they're there for your safety and then also the thrill too, because I know that there was a certain time I guess we go back. We get to in the car, and they dial you completely down to, one, which is probably, 10 horsepower. Because I felt hard-pressed of getting that thing going. It felt like it was really sluggish.
Uh-huh.
But it was just because he had a little dial on it that would dial the horsepower up and down. And then you get up to a stop sign, and you wait and your turn to get out actually on the track, and he dials it up to 100, right?
Yeah, or 10. I think it was full scale or whatever, full power.
Yeah, and so you get going, and then the first lap, They tell you just to take it easy, get used to the car, get used to the track, and then that's usually a pretty good judge of how that car is going to react to right. how your driving style right. is. And then you basically let loose.
Yeah, well, you build as you get more laps, you get a little braver, and you'll yeah. experience the car a little bit more. You just kind of step up.
Yeah, and he's there always, kind of giving you feedback on, especially on the turns. Mm-hmm. Like it's a half oval, and then there's a whole bunch of S's in there, and then there's kind of a switchback turn in or a hairpin turn into it. Mm-hmm. And through all the turns, he was giving me instruction and let me know, how I could build speed. There was like apex cones that were there.
Right, different colors, different cones, and they point you, you drive the car, really right up next to the cones to get the fit. This is to feel the full performance of the car, what it can do. You go up to the cone, you make a left or a right, and go to the orange cone, and go to the yellow cone. So there are points built in throughout the course that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Different. So you brake at this point, and you accelerate from here. So they're always there to guide you through that and what you're looking for. And that's what you do the first couple laps is, making sure you're going toward the cones and follow what the instructor says. And to do that, like I said, they're there for, your safety, but they want to, let you have the best experience of the car. And if you do those, then you'll have a great experience.
Yeah, and another thing to keep in mind is when you're building speed and you're getting more comfortable with the car's performance, there are other drivers on the track when you're actually driving your car too. So
yes.
You don't have a sole track by yourself.
Right.
There's other people going around which you may have to pass if they're going a little bit slow or they're getting used to the track on their first couple of laps. So
right.
you may have to do that.
Right. And in your experience, you did have to pass somebody.
Yeah,
I didn't have to pass anybody. But I think I was like the very last one of the whole entire class. So.
Yeah, you were almost the last one.
Well, there was one car out there we had to wait on to go by, but other than that, I didn't really see another car on my journey. But I know you got to pass a couple of people.
Yeah, but it was a great experience. If you can justify the expense of it, and even if you're not really a car lover,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just a great experience. I mean, we had like 9 laps after it's done, or 9 or 10. And then after it's done, we went into the pits, you park the car, you get out, you kiss the ground.
Yeah. You're like, shit, that knows.
And then you go back in, and then you can buy the full video, right?
Right.
You can buy the 2 pictures that they did, which they're actually really, really nice pictures mounted on
a plaque. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's different options, but that's one of the main packages they offer is basically a plaque with the 2 pictures of you standing beside the car and while you're sitting in a seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an option. And there are some other options that they have, but that's their main package that is extra on top of what you pay for the exotic driving experience itself. And then also, they give you the 4 gig thumb drive that they record. So as soon as you get in, they plug that in. So that, basically that's recording live, video from the time you get into the car to the time you get out.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that, they'll take it in, they'll put that into the computer and kind of give you this little preview of what you may see. And that is extra as well. You can buy that. They will also give you a disc, and you get the information to go to a website to download some software. And if you make that purchase, I think that was $99. That's, once again, that's an additional cost to the experience itself. But you can download the software, plug your thumb drive in, your computer, and that's when you basically get all the different telemetry data.
Yeah.
Maybe 12 to 15 different parameters. And you can, watch your video, but at the same time, you can, have a little basic chart at the bottom that will show you, like I said, your speed. You can kind of click on what you want to see. So you can look at your speed and also look at the, the lateral Gs that you're pulling.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. Especially when you get in those S's and see how much you're actually pulling from side to side, because that swings you back and forth pretty bad.
It does, and that's kind of one way I want to talk about it just a little bit, because it's like, some of the previous episodes, I get motion sickness, and I kind of got a little, motion sickness or, with this. you know, especially going through the S's. Like I said, you got so much force. I mean, yeah, granted, you're not going, you know, like I said, you go through the infield in second gear, no matter what car you're in. So, you know, you're going 30 miles an hour, 35 or 40. But still, you're going in there and you want to feel the performance of that car. So you're cutting, some of those, you know, cuts are really, corners are really steep.
Real, yeah.
So you're really cutting it. And so toward the end, the last two, three laps, you know, going through the S's, I was starting to get a little nauseous, actually. Yeah. Good thing it is, you know, these are cars you get in, just has a normal door. So, it's actually an operating, you know, just, it's not a stripped down race car like you would think, you know, some of the NASCAR cars are. But, you know, they got air conditioned stuff, and it was going, so.
All the bells and whistles were in there, and it was like a production supercar.
Yeah, I mean, they just basically, you know, got off the floor and bought it from the dealership. So one thing I wish I had, kind of the air was going, but wasn't really going in my face. So if I do it again next time, I'll get in and adjust the air. So this may be a little tip. And when you get in, just, you know, because you have to adjust the seat and then make sure you're comfortable. But you may want to just, you know, reach up and, you know, grab the, you know, air, you know, blowing across your face.
Yeah. Also, I think my shoes kind of got caught underneath the brake pedal uh-huh. because I think the way that they do the brake and the gas pedal is to make it really, really close together. So, you know, right. It's almost like a race car, right? So right. They used to do heel toe type things with them, mm-hmm. and I think they still have that. So it's a little bit getting used to pressing on the gas as hard as you can, and then your foot getting stuck under the brake. So
right.
Be careful with that a little bit. But all in all, it's well worth it.
Oh yes, and I think we had a great experience. Like I said, we went ahead and purchased the, you know, souvenirs, you know, the plaque, and as well as the CD, the telemetry data and stuff. So yeah.
We might put that up on YouTube too.
Yeah, we'll put that up on our YouTube channel and let's look at some of those videos.
Yeah.
I think toward like the end of my video, maybe turn just a tad shade of green. So, but yeah, you know, I was still, like I said, a little nauseous, and kind of toward the end, I was kind of, you know, ready for it to, I wanted it to be over a little bit, but, you know, kind of didn't as well, you know, have that experience, but it was, you know, tremendous.
Yeah, and if you got any other questions or something, they can surely email us and we could give them some advice on it if they're kind of considering it, what car they need to consider or any of that kind of stuff, because it goes from what, like 100 and, what is it, $169 for the Porsche up to...
Right, I'll go over some of the pricing for the experience of the Porsche. It's driving for $169. I think the next one up is the Audi for $239. Lamborghini, you can for the Gallardo drive for $299. The Superleggera is cost about $389, and the cost for the Ferrari, the highest end car that they have, is $419. So I think the standard package is six laps. They also do have some discounts. I know if you're like a DVC, offer some discounts. It can either you can get some price off the car, or you can have the option of adding additional laps. So
I think the additional laps were nice too.
Yeah, and well, I mean we are both DVC, so we picked the additional lap, so basically an eight. But when you went back and got our seen the results on the video, we actually got nine laps.
Yeah,
you know. So sometimes where you have to pass somebody, then they give you an additional lap. I know you passed somebody, but I don't think I wound up with nine laps too. I didn't pass anybody, but I don't know why.
They were just generous that day, I guess.
I guess so. But it's cool. It's cool. And I said we built speed up and, you know, got faster in every lap.
Yeah.
And that's something. And but something that's really impressive is the braking on these cars. You know, you think of these cars and, you know, you think about it really fast. But, you know, you get up to those top speeds, you know, you have to stop and slow down before you hit that curve at the end of the straightaway.
Yeah, you were up to like 120.
I think about 121 was my 121 was my top speed. So,
yeah, so you were screaming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you went too far behind. So, but, you know, that was kind of my personal, you know, we went to YouTube and seen some people doing their videos and stuff. They posted their videos as well, and I, you know, set a personal goal, and I achieved that goal. So I was happy for myself. And like I said, you know, using the paddle shifters after having no experience, didn't have any issues with that.
Yeah, so I guess just research it, right?
Yeah, just research it, and then, you know, said if you can't afford it. And one of the things that we want to mention, I mean, you know, get the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis, and those are, you know, two very high end cars. But one that you know, I would think would be just the Audi was a very impressive car.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, if you can't, you know, if you can't afford the Ferrari or, you know, a little higher, the Lamborghini, the higher end, really check out the Audi. It was, I mean, the car looked very nice.
Just, yeah, it was sweet.
It was, you know, very nice.
Yeah.
And I know some people had made a comment, you know, while we were there, got there before, just watching some other people doing laps. I know this lady commented, you know, if I had to pick a car, I'd pick that one. Because it looks the nicest of all the cars out there.
Yeah, it was really nice.
But it was very, you know, has a very good performance as well. So,
and if the cost is something too, what they might consider is the ride-alongs, right? So you can get in there and actually have a professional driver drive you around the track.
Right.
And when they drive, we saw a couple of them, and they were just smoking it hard. Right. So that may be something that's really... And you know what else I heard? I heard that they are bringing out, and I don't know if it's like right now or eventually, they're bringing out where kids can ride along.
Right. You had to fit into like a smaller seat for them.
Yeah, like stuff. A five-point harness,
right,
and all that stuff. So if, like, when I was younger, if I was like 12 years old and they told me that I could drive or ride around in a Ferrari when a professional driver was driving it, oh my gosh, you know, I would have like sold all my toys, all my baseball cards and all that stuff. So I guess it's all about cost and just seeing if it's right for you. But if you're at all interested, it's definitely worth going and checking out and going ahead and doing it, because it was like a once in a lifetime thing that was absolutely brilliant. They took care of us from the time that we got there to the time that we left. So it was,
and
it was,
you know, great. Just thanks to all the cast members down there that helped us out, and we really appreciate it. And it was a great experience. You know, something, you know, maybe not could do every time we go down there, you know, because of cost. But you know, if you have that someone special in your family, for, you know, your son, dad, brother, uncle, you know, someone, you know, this is something different. You know, maybe that's someone that, you know, go to the parks. Well, I've seen it. I've done this, been there, done that. It's something, you know, unique and different that, you know, Disney World is offering. You know, I said, you know, it's brand new. It started in, I think, January 2012. So I don't know if it's going to stay there forever or, you know, it may end. I don't know. You know, I mean,
there's quite a few people out there though that was doing it. So I mean, they're always going to, and especially if they change the cars. So if they change the cars every year or 2 years, then keep up with the models on it. Then I'm sure that people would be interested to come back and do it. Especially if you're, you know, you're really interested in cars or driving fast or getting that kind of thrill too.
Right. So someplace you can legally drive that fast and not get a speeding ticket.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's cool. So I guess if you have any questions about us, just or the experience that we had, we'll be glad to email you back, chat with you, let you know exactly what our experiences is. If you want more detailed information, we'll be glad to share it. Or you can go on the website for exoticdriving.com and search for Disney. You can see the track there. You can see all the cars. I know that we called a couple of times and they answered a whole bunch of our questions. Mm-hmm. For us, they were very nice. So, and we'll be posting our
videos
up on YouTube. So you can go to our Mouse Manners and More site on YouTube and look at us going around the track.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks a lot.